What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good evening. I'm Dave Cohen along with Mike Dettillier as we continue our coverage of this historic snow and winter event here in Louisiana. The headlines today have been progress has been made, but we're not done with the impacts of this winter storm yet. Everyone is saying really Friday is when we can expect life to return mostly to normalcy with the interstates reopened, all of the bridges reopened, and everything getting back to normal. Today's still Wednesday for those of you keeping track at home. Dave Cohen along with Mike Dettillier and the president of Lafourche Paris, Archie Chasson, joins us. Archie, you're on with Dave and Mike. Mike, it's yours.
Archie, first of all, thanks for joining us. And
absolutely.
Dave doesn't know this story, but if Archie didn't have bad luck weather-wise, he'd have no luck. Okay, first of all, he takes over and COVID hits. And then we've had this series of floodings in the north part of the parish, the middle part of the parish, the southern part of the parish. We've had three hurricanes in a four-year span, tornadoes. So I would always tease him about what's next, Archie? What's next? Okay, a blizzard and a volcano. I'm going to take care of the volcano
part. Don't tempt it, Mike.
No. I'm going to take care of the volcano part because I got one dormant right behind my house here in Matthews. But I got the black marker for the blizzard. Archie, you've lived down here all your life like I have. We got anywhere from 8 to 11 inches of snow in this area. I've never seen anything like this before down on the bayou.
No, absolutely not, Mike. I remember back in 1989 when I was about 5 years old when we got that snowfall. We all thought that was the coolest thing we'd ever seen, right? 2017 yeah. comes along. We have about 6 inches about a half an inch of snow, and kids were in the backyards doing little snowmen, right? And then it just kept falling and falling and falling yesterday. And it was beautiful to see, right? We have pictures of our courthouse, just beautiful pictures of Lafourche all covered in snow. But now we're dealing with the impacts of it, trying to get roadways back open, trying to get, you know, water lines to thaw out in a way where they won't start rupturing on us. And that's beginning to cause us some issues across the parish as well. So it's going to be a tricky night for us as things, you know, the snow kind of melted a little bit with the sun today and turned to slush, a little bit of ice, and it's going to freeze again tonight. We're going to get into the low 20s again. So when we wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be dealing with that black ice, dealing with it. And you guys are right. It's going to be, you know, sometime late Thursday before we get into those 40s and everything starts to really thaw out. And then Friday, I think, before we see schools go back and really the roadways begin to open. Our biggest kind of contention point is what do we do tomorrow morning with LA1 going down to Port Fouchon. We have guys that have been stuck down there at docks trying to crew change on boats and crew change at those facilities. And they're going to be stuck down there for probably another day, too, as we try to figure out how to get the ice off of that bridge, you know, melt it and then keep it from refreezing if anything ever happens again.
Archie, one of the things, too, is the roadways, because we live in a commuter kind of parish where a lot of people, including myself, we might work in New Orleans or Kenner or Metairie, and they got people in Kenner and Metairie in New Orleans that work on the bayou for different reasons. How much progress has been made road-wise to clear up, and also, too, on the bridges? Because that's always, to me, been the scary part, that, you know, you can drive on the highways, and you're going to get some fender benders. But people take that short curve on that bridge, and, man, that car, that truck starts to swirl on you, and you lose control very quickly.
Yeah, that's a 90-degree turn on LA1.
Yeah. That metal and that concrete freezes real quick, especially when it's up off the ground and got wet. So, you know, Highway 1 and 308 became passable to a certain extent today. Again, South Lafourche was still a little bit cold, and we're still seeing trouble with you know, the Port Commission's Harbor Patrol on that southern part of LA-1, that elevated section. So, you know, we had crews out this afternoon throwing that ice melt and the de-icer on the bridge approaches and chipping away that ice and the snow to clear it. We're hopeful that once the sun comes up tomorrow, we get to that 40-degree range. Traffic will start to move around a little bit with emergency personnel, utility crews, things like that. So I think the highways will become passable pretty quick. The bridges are going to defrost, you know, sometime around lunch tomorrow, which will let, you know, traffic really start to flow, let our equipment get out there and start to blow some of this stuff off. So it's just going to be tricky tonight as we see those low temperatures tonight. Highway 90, both east and westbound, is still shut down, which is going to be a little bit of a problem with people trying to get to and from the river. Highway 20 is still shut down to a certain extent. So if you're trying to come from Vasher or one of those plants, it might get a little tricky for you as well. But we hopefully, you know, all that stuff is going to thaw out tomorrow.
Archie, one of the things too is, and we went through this with hurricanes, but overloaded the water system because, you know, we've got an area where a lot of people have built up older homes, built up on blocks, and some of them do have insulated piping, some don't. Puts a tremendous strain on the water plant. And I think I got a notice that there was a bog water advisory, I think for the Grand Bois area. I'm not sure where else, but that's also a tricky part here because of the fact we probably have two more nights where people are going to be running the water, and it puts an unbelievable strain on the water system.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. I mean, people are dripping those pipes all over Lafourche, right? Whether you have an outdoor kitchen or you have, you know, one of those shotgun houses that are elevated up off the ground, those old school houses like we have all over the parish. So, you know, very early this morning, the water district issued that conservation notice saying, hey, look, temperatures have come above where you need to drip your faucets. You know, please turn them off. Let's start to rebuild the system. And then what we're seeing late this afternoon into where we are now is that, you know, a lot of those pipes started to warm up and start to thaw out. And we've seen a couple of mainline breaks, right? We have one around the Gaines area. There's one around the Valentine area, too. So basically the whole parish right now is under a boil water advisory while the water district works to repair those two leaks. Works to build that pressure back up, get the clear wells back filled up, hopefully tonight and very into tomorrow morning as people turn off those faucets when the temperatures come back up. But that's always the tricky part, right? We saw this back in 2017 as well, right? You get those couple of nights of frigid cold weather and the pipes begin to tighten up, you know, and then it warms back up and they're going to break. It's going to happen, right? There's really no way to prevent that when you have, you know, hundreds of mile water lines, you know, spread out of, you know, our parishes that you well know, Mike, is 118 miles long by 53 miles wide. That's a lot of main water lines that can cause some issues for us. So, but look, we have a great water district. Those guys are out there right now fixing a couple of key parts that popped as well. And we just ask the residents to be patient. That's going to happen over the next couple of days. Again, as we see the freeze tonight and the thaw again tomorrow, a little bit of a cold snap again Thursday night, and then hopefully a better warming trend on Friday. We're going to see a couple more lines break. There is no active shutoff. We're not shutting off all the water in the parish, but residents who are around that main line break may see some reduced pressure or something like that as they work to fix it.
All right, boil water advisory for all of Lafourche, and turn those faucets off until it drops back into the 20s late tonight. Archie, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy. Hey, get rid of that bingo card, would you, before we get the earthquake, the tsunami, and the alien invasion, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Because you've just thanks, about guys. Hit all the other pieces. All right. We're coming back after this. We'll shift the conversation back towards sports for a few minutes next with Mike Dettillier here on WWL. And it was nice while it lasted, but temperatures have officially now dropped at or just above freezing across southeast Louisiana. So over the next hour to 90 minutes, we will drop back to freezing, and then we'll be in the 20s and some areas in the teens again tonight. One more night of a hard freeze. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier.
Dave, on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more analysis, just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcast. Brad, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hola, amigos. Hope you guys are surviving the snow down there.
Yeah, we survived it, Brad. We got a few more days, but we made it through. Brad, before we get into the games this weekend, man, you've done this a few years now, to watch a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I mean, he just sort of takes your breath away when you watch him play. He is such a cool cat under pressure. And, man, the Lions threw everything at him, and he figured it out. And, you know, again, it was like, well, shucks, okay, I did it again. We'll play. We'll see the Eagles next week. Have you seen a quarterback as that poised in these big games like Jaden Daniels has been?
Not as a rookie. Honestly, during my lifetime, extremely rare set of circumstances for him, and he's just absolutely thriving under pressure. And, you know, the Lions, they had a bunch of issues on the back end defensively, and he took advantage. It didn't matter if they were throwing man coverage against him, zone coverage. Obviously, that duality is something that defenses have to account for, and it gives him a stark upper hand, a stark advantage in any offensive situation because, you know, if the defense sets back a little bit too far, there's a little bit green grass in front of him, they'll call his own number, tuck and run, and get a sizable gain. If they, you know, do decide to go man-on-man coverage, his receivers get all kinds of separation. Terry McLaurin's been a magician down the field. Dyami Brown has really turned it up here with the last couple of games. And Zach Ertz is a guy, though he's long in the tooth, is still finding that separation there in the red zone and getting open. And Daniels, with that accurate, you know, strike arm that he has, is making plays. So, yeah, it's extraordinary. It's really otherworldly what he has accomplished so far in his young NFL career. I mean, you guys saw all those skills for all those years down there at LSU, and they have transferred and transferred seamlessly and spectacularly to the next level. And dare I say, really good shot of making it to the Super Bowl representing locally there in New Orleans sometime soon.
Brad, your thoughts? Now we're on the subject with Commanders, Eagles. I look at the Eagles with the quarterback health issues concerning Jalen Hurts. And my thing, if I'm, you know, I look at the Commanders, hey, make sure that Jalen Carter does not take over this game in the middle. That's the one guy you talk about fear. You sort of fear him because when he wants to play, he's like Chris Jones with the Chiefs. He can take over a football game. We saw it late against the Rams. You know, he was tired. He could barely move, but yet he made two big plays to kind of seal the deal. Your thoughts, Eagles? Favorite over the Commanders?
Well, I'll just let the cat out of the bag. I like Washington plus six. I'm not saying they're going to win straight up, but I will take them with the points. And this game is going to come down to the bitter end, likely on a kicker's leg. Maybe Zane Gonzalez splits the uprights, maybe doesn't. You know, same for Elliott there on the other side of things. But I think it's going to be a high drama game. We saw it the last time these two teams faced in week 16. It was 36-33 Commanders in that one. And look, I think Hurts is a gamer. I mean, he is tough as Marine in the trenches. And that guy could be out there like 60%, 70% capacity, give it his all, and still, you know, chew up yards on the ground, sit back in the pocket, survey, and pick apart the defense. I think A.J. Brown is the key factor in this one. It has been on the side of a milk carton here last couple of games, but I think he's going to rise to the occasion. He had a monster game last time these two teams played, nearly 100 yards with a touchdown. I think you're going to see the good version of Hurts for sure. And I think A.J. Brown is going to deliver possibly a knockout blow, but it's going to be, you know, again, coming down to the final possession. Sweat's going to be building on the brow for both teams. I like the Commanders plus six, but I think the Eagles do survive and make it to New Orleans.
In Kansas City, Buffalo,
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ric Flair, the old pro wrestler, used to always say it. To beat a man, you got to beat the man. Well, now the Bills have been in this spot before, and it's never turned out good for them in postseason. Now, they're beating the Chiefs in the regular season, but in postseason play, it hasn't been real good when you go up against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Your thoughts? I think all eyes will be watching this. Chiefs-Bills.
Oh, from the top rope with the elbow. I think Buffalo's going to bring it. I think they're going to knock off Kansas City. The dynasty officially ends. And the Bills march on to New Orleans in this year's Super Bowl. I truly believe that. I think Josh Allen is playing at such an exceptionally high level right now. And having the efficiency, especially in the red zone, James Cook. I mean, the guy has scored a touchdown in all but like five games the entire year. Khalil Shakir has made some big plays down the field, getting the tight ends involved there, Knox and Kincaid. Keon Coleman has had his moments with some explosive pass plays. And, of course, the duality of Josh Allen. We speak of it with Jaden Daniels. It certainly applies to Allen. A guy is looking to run the ball 8, 9, maybe as many as 10 times. Remember the first matchup in which Buffalo won back in week 11. He had 12 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown on the ground. If he can come close to duplicating that effort, I think that could be a difference maker in this game. I know Mahomes is a money man, and fading Mahomes is likely to leave me in nothing but squalor. And Travis Kelce, despite being up there in age, still, you know, playoff Travis Kelce is harder, is wrangle, hard to contain. But I think this is the year Buffalo gets it done. Their defense in the trenches has been outstanding the last handful of weeks. On the back end, a little bit suspect, but Mahomes has not had a tremendous amount of luck delivering strikes down the field this season. He's been more of a nickel damer, as Billy Rapid liked to say, underneath. So a lot of high-percentage throws, which would be problematic as a concern for Buffalo, considering how suspect that secondary has played. But I think Buffalo's going to find a way, guys, in Arrowhead to knock out the champs. So give me the Bills straight up on the money line at plus 110.
Brad, one of the things that concerns me about this game, if I was picking the Bills, is they had difficulties last week matching up against Isaiah Lively and also Mark Andrews. It was not a great game. He had his Jackie Smith moment with a fumble and then a drop two-point conversion. But, man, the Ravens' tight ends seem to be open and not pro open. They seem to be high school open up against the Bills' secondary. Now you're going up against Kelce, who in these type moments have always been able to elevate his game. Does that give you any concern with the pick of the Bills?
Yeah, obviously it does. I mean, that is the biggest area of weakness that obviously Kansas City can't exploit. And look, if you're buying into that narrative, and I think it's worth the investment, Travis Kelce right now is plus money. He's plus 130 on the anytime touchdown market at BetMGM. And to me, that's worth investing a little bit of coin in. Because I think Kelce will do a hell of a amount of damage in this game. Is it going to be enough, though, to conquer some of the other ills offensively that Kansas City has? I mean, they have not really run the ball effectively. Isaiah Pacheco coming off the injury, I think, has been a massive disappointment. Kareem Hunt, yeah, he's plastics last week. He's had his moments, but that is kind of a 1-2 saw punch. I mean, they're not leaving any haymakers, any uppercuts on the competition. Now, Mahomes' legs could play X factor, kind of like the over on 23.5 rush yards in this game, because he's a guy that likes to scoot those boots, usually in postseason situations. But if they're a one-trick pony, and it's all about Mahomes to Kelce, yeah, Kelce can go off for 100 yards, maybe score not once but twice. But I think the Bills have way too much offensive firepower across the board. And again, their trench work, I think, is going to be a massive in this contest. So I think Buffalo, just glancing at the overall profile, the level of play here of late, they, to me, check more boxes than Kansas City does. And that's why I feel the Bills are going to find a way to win.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy your insights and takes on things. And, man, you give a good opinion. Hey, right or wrong, brother, you give it out there, and I enjoy listening to you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Keep shoveling, boys, and hopefully it's going to melt soon.
Thanks a lot. Matt Evans, that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports. BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We're going to come back. We'll have a lot more sports talk, news talk, weather talk right here on the Big 870 WWL.
All right. You heard Brad Evans. He thinks it's going to be the Bills knocking off the Chiefs, taking on the Eagles in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Coming up, we'll get Mike Dettillier's thoughts on that and ask Bobby Hebert next hour what he thinks about that prediction from Brad Evans. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, and Mike, Jacques Evans joins us now, the director of the governor's office. Jacques Thibodeau joins us, the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Jacques, we just heard the governor's news conference a little while ago. Some encouraging progress, but knowing that we're in for another rough night, huh?
Yeah, we are. First off, I'd like to say it's a lot of pressure being on the line with Mike Dettillier. That's going to be a tough one for me. So,
well, wait till he starts asking you questions in a minute.
Yeah, he's from my neck of the woods, so I'll be ready for it. But look, in all seriousness, we are faced with another bitter cold. And unfortunately, we had the biggest message we're trying to get out now is the fire safety message. We had two fatalities on the western side of the state, and our thoughts and prayers go out to that family and those friends. But really, we really want to get the message out about the safety of the heaters and the elements there. We're looking forward to another bitter night of cold. Got about another 18 hours of this, and I think we should be done on the outside.
Yeah, as of 5:30, it officially dropped to freezing again at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. So we know it's only going down from here overnight, and we're going to have more of those bitter cold temperatures and even colder wind chills. So pipe bursting weather again tonight, a concern, as water systems are strained all across the state, aren't they?
That's exactly what we're seeing. So as the snow melted, that was a great thing. But what we began to see, the water systems were already strained, and you're starting to have systems that are having temporary degradation of it to where the point of residents are without water for interim spots. So the water is a big concern tonight, moving into tomorrow as we begin to thaw. Right now, our short term is, again, please, everyone, just stay home tonight with your loved ones. We don't want to see anyone on the roads.
Shock, one of the things, none of us know everything about everything, but have you guys reached out to maybe other states about some advice? You know, because I kind of know where you grew up at, and, you know, you're from the Bayou, you're not used to this, or in South Louisiana, to see this kind of snow. Reached out for maybe some help or some advice from, I know they brought up about Arkansas and Governor Huckabee there to help out. Have you reached out to outside sources from the norm? Because this isn't normal here in the state of Louisiana, especially in South Louisiana, to have this. And, you know, people that have experienced it before, it's not a drill for them. They've done it. And I think it's important sometimes we kind of reach out to people who have been through this before.
Absolutely. One of the things we learned early on is that we were just not knowledgeable on how to deal with large ice storms that were coming in. So 5 days before, we reached out to Arkansas, and thank goodness for Governor Sanders and Governor Landry working out what's called an Emergency Management Assistance Compact, where they gave us 45 trucks with about 100 people to operate and give us expertise. In addition to that, they gave us lessons learned on what they had learned just 2 weeks ago when they went through 12 inches of snow in less than 30 hours. So we got that initially. The other thing that we have in Louisiana that's a good aspect from our standpoint is we're an element of FEMA Region 6. And that region is Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. So all of the we have experience with Oklahoma and tornadoes and New Mexico with the wildfires, and then Arkansas with the ice storms, and then Texas and Louisiana get a little bit of everything. So we have it's something that we keep in our toolbox, and we knew that we had a problem, and thank goodness for Governor Sanders and the Arkansas DOTD linked in with our DOTD. It has allowed us to respond in a lot better fashion than we would have had they not been here.
Jacques, we heard hopes that we'll see the I-310 Luling Bridge open tomorrow. We know that one lane of the Crescent City Connection was open today, so at least we can cross the river somewhere between Pilot Town and St. James Parish today here in the Crescent City. Hopefully that gets even better tomorrow. But we heard the governor and DOTD say today that it's really not going to be Friday till we see, like, the Bonnie Carey Spillway and the Twin Spans and the I-10 through Orleans and Jefferson open. People should not expect to have full range of movement again until Friday, right?
Absolutely. And so when you look at it, I don't think I've ever remembered in my entire life where every bridge from the East Bank to the West Bank, as well as I-55, the Twin Spans, and the Causeway were all limited to where you were. That's all you could go. That's significant in how this storm was and how much snow it dropped on the aspect of it. Any victory is a great victory. To get the Crescent City Connection open up, one lane was a good one. To get the causeway moving intermittently on one lane was another victory. But we anticipate that tomorrow we will have some success in seeing those bridges open on a regular basis. And really, as you said before, we're not out of the woods of this until Friday morning after we go through another cold spell tomorrow night. It's not going to be as bad, but it's still going to be below freezing, not only tonight, but tomorrow night also.
Do you make any changes after this? I mean, we know this is unprecedented. We haven't seen this much snow in 130 years, but we also know that suddenly we're seeing things we haven't seen in a long time happen more and more often. Is anything changed fundamentally for GOCEP in terms of snow preparation, or do we say, hey, hopefully this was a one-off, we'll learn lessons from it, but we're not going out and buying plows or salt trucks or anything like that?
Well, the first thing is our cycle is, the emergency management cycle is you prepare, you respond, you recover, you mitigate and prevent. What I will tell you is GOCEP practices more than any other agency, and we will make changes. We will learn from the mistakes that we make. So what we will do is, just to give you an example, every month GOCEP conducts meetings with parish emergency operations centers. And every quarter, we bring all the state agency emergency support function, recovery support function individuals in, and we talk about what went right and what went wrong. This is a very ambiguous, tough profession. You've got to be able to look at yourself and say, okay, what did we do right? And what just didn't go correct for us? Now, you can't win against Mother Nature. The best you can do is just fight to a draw, but we will definitely make changes on some of the lessons we learn for the positive and for the negative.
Chuck, one of the things, too, I hear about it all the time about, you know, in different states, they may put something, if it's salt or a brine, down on the road. Now, it's almost like taking medicine. There's a good and a bad part of both of it, and so I'm going to ask you what I get asked today quite a bit. How much is that involved with here? Because we aren't used to it, but information on maybe if it's salt or sand or brine that gets mixed together, that would make it a little bit easier to pass, especially when we're talking about high rise, if it's overpass or on a bridge.
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us is that we have so many tributaries and so many tributaries with elevated bridges that are on there. That's a very difficult aspect with all those tributaries going to the Gulf. What I'll tell you is these snow machines that we have gotten from Arkansas are very impressive. It is a snow plow on the front of a vehicle that can plow 12 inches of snow across 16 feet. And what it has on the back of it, a tank that has a brine tank as well as the capability of doing salt. So as we watched these and we observed how they work, it was impressive to see how they work. And we've annotated how it worked and then what works better over elevated portion and what works better on the ground portion. I mean, it's been just a tremendous learning experience for our DOTD to be with Arkansas DOTD.
Jacques Thibodeau, we know that you have had your work cut out for you these last few days. Thank you for making time for us and keeping the public updated on what's going on as the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And maybe you get a few of those amazing trucks with all of those capabilities, because who knows when the next time we'll have to deal with this will be. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow telling us about more progress, and by Friday telling us this is over and we'll be back in the 60s.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Mike. Thank you, Josh.
Mike, when we come back, I do want to hear what you think about Brad Evans, our Odyssey Sports BetQL insider, just telling us that he thinks there's going to be an upset with the Bills knocking off the Chiefs to take on the Eagles in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans. I'll ask Mike about that and his thoughts on the fact that Aaron Glenn took the job with the Jets today. Does that mean that Mike McCarthy is the odds-on favorite to be the next Saints head coach? We'll let Mike briefly talk about that coming up next, and we'll get Bobby Hebert and his thoughts in on it next hour as we continue to take you through the storm and get you everything you need to know in weather and news and sports and everything else here on WWL. And back to the weather in a moment, but Mike, I got to ask you, we just heard Brad Evans a few minutes ago predict the Commanders cover, but the Eagles win in advance to the Super Bowl here in New Orleans, and the Bills upset the Chiefs, so he's calling for a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl here in the Crescent City. Your thoughts?
I agree with one of them. I agree with that. I'll take the Commanders in that 6.5 against the Eagles. I'm not as optimistic as he is about Jalen Hurts and that knee injury. And I think the Commanders can keep it close. I do think the Eagles win, but I think it'll be a really, really close game. Man, you ain't won a nickel if you're betting against Pat Mahomes in these type of games. Now, the one guy who has been a bit of kryptonite to him has been Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. But that defense is so lousy. Come on, they ain't even made the playoffs. So, man, it's a big ditch to jump for the Bills. I get what Brad's saying, but I ain't betting against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. I'm not. And if you think you've made money off that, then I'd have to see it to believe it. I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this game. I think it's close. But again, man, if this is close late and it goes in your mind, I don't care who you are, is, man, we've been through this before, and that sucker's out on the field? What? Ain't got a chance to beat us. I ain't going against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs in this game.
So you say Chiefs-Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right, Aaron Glenn has agreed to be the coach of the Jets, 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 Jets. Does that mean that Mike McCarthy, as you told me last night, you said it was Glenn or McCarthy? Well, Glenn's off the board, so you think it's going to be McCarthy as the Saints' next head coach?
I think he is next in line. And, you know, we talked about this last night. It was D-Day today. For Aaron Glenn, that he was going to make that decision today. And, you know, he started, you know, he's a first-round pick of the Jets. He started professionally after football as a scout for the Jets. He's got a lot of ties there. Man, you get a lot of scrutiny in New York now. Come on. Man, that spotlight's thrown on you a lot. He does have a lot of pieces in place defensively. Offensively, with Breece Hall at running back and Garrett Wilson, yeah, you got some pieces on offense. Do you have the trigger man? The answer is no. That's going to be the big thing for Aaron Glenn. You're not winning squat in this league unless you have a top-flight quarterback. And it shows. Look at who's still in the playoffs. All of them have really top-of-the-line quarterbacks. For Aaron Glenn, that's going to be priority number one. I think a lot of him as a coach, but he better get the quarterback situation straight.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get Bobby Hebert's thoughts on this, and we'll talk a little bit more about the prospect of Mike McCarthy now being in the head of the pack to be the next Saints head coach. We'll also continue to cover the weather for you as we are now officially below freezing across the region as we get ready for another hard pipe-bursting potential freeze tonight and more freezing black ice on area roads. We'll keep you posted on the progress made and the setbacks we may have overnight. Coming up next.